Hello, and welcome to SCN 159. We're 10 away from 169 because 69 is a cool number, right?
I understand that joke.
And so tonight, Rex is here with me, and that's it from the regular crew, but we've got some special guests with us tonight. First, we have Michael Diaz, otherwise known as, what is your MC name? I forgot it.
Yo, it's changing, man, because I'm going through a transition period. I'm going by my name is Michael.
Oh.
Or you're going to just call me Michael.
Well, his name is Michael.
We're going to call you MC My Name is Michael the entire show every time we say your name.
Fuck, no, it should be like Michael, Michael Bolton.
MC Cool. like spell it normal, but MC Cool.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool idea.
I was going to say that you should say spell it like M and then have like a microphone as your I and then C and then ale like a beer and then you have chug down beers when you're on stage.
That's pretty crazy. I'd probably forget a lot of my lyrics.
That's your gimmick.
Yeah, there you go. That's the
then thing. You have to freestyle everything. It's like, I forgot, but I'm going to freestyle. And you'd be like, hey, look at that lady up in the front. Hey.
Show me your Pokemon.
And then eventually you're like slurring so much that it doesn't even matter if you're trying to like say words because no one can understand, but they're not going to care because they saw you drink all that booze.
And then, and then you'll be a big star and you'll go into the mumble rap genre.
Yeah. Yo. And then I'll die by the age of 40 from like liver failure.
But at that point you'll be such a like big star that they can just give you like a liver from like a poor person.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a good, but that's
time,
a good deal, then.
By that time, you could just live in San Junipero from Black Mirror.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rex and I were the only ones that got that at all.
Yeah.
It's a very good episode, though, of Black Mirror, San Junipero. Very trippy.
Yeah.
And
probably the best episode. Well,
my name is Michael is here. And then we have a recovering anime addict who discovered the pleasures.
I prefer to be called Farmer Weebu.
A former Weebu that discovered the pleasures of sex and is now going to be a father. So he's here to talk about the dangers and demonization of anime and what that does to your child's mental capacities.
Anime with my good Christian notes. Neighborhood.
Oh, so this weekend is Anime Matsuri. Actually, when you get this, it'll already be going on, and you're going to miss some of the really good stuff happening if you already didn't know, but we're going to tell you some of it. And also, about a week ago, we sent out a questionnaire, got some answers, very incredible stuff, too, for Weeaboo Week. And you guys want to just go ahead and dive into it?
Yeah, I've already been, like, watching people's Day Zero posts. And it looks like it's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah, so...
I heard about a Naruto party.
Oh, Lord. Michael, did you hear about the Naruto party, Michael?
I heard y'all briefly talk about it, but I want to hear this in much more detail.
We're going to send you as our correspondent to this.
But yeah, just give me a mask. I'm ready.
Okay, there's going to be a Naruto Boruto cosplay orgy.
Yup.
That's crazy.
And somehow Matsuri makes like the big internet news every year. Last year was the big Lolita community fallout. This year it's going to be the giant orgy.
Hey man, as long as everyone's safe, you know.
Hey, no, I agree. I mean, do your thing, that's fine and all that, but it's just still kind of like, it was put out on Craigslist, and people just like, hey, let's have this Naruto Boruto. The only thing that kind of bothers me, it's Naruto and Boruto are dad and son.
Father and son, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, they didn't say, like, everybody was going to be Naruto or Boruto. Like, maybe somebody's going to be a Naruto character like Luffy.
But you know
Luffy.
Those couplings are going to happen, though.
Or Gundam. Somebody might dress up as Gundam from Naruto.
That would really, that'd be interesting.
I was just imagining, like, someone dressed up as a Gundam, like, boning a Naruto.
When they come, it's just like, it's that vent expel.
God damn it.
Or you just see, like Troll and Hero in the corner going at it.
Oh man!
As long as they wrap it up, they can smack it up, right?
Dude, as long as everyone is fucking showered, I feel like I would be all right. You know, we gotta be a little clean. Nobody wants some of that Fremunda cheese.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they're providing. They're providing Axe body spray for everybody, so that's the shower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's good enough.
I heard they're even going to give, like, aspirin for, like, the girls to put, like, between their knees in case they get preggers.
Oh, man, shit.
That was an old fucking joke.
That's a good
one. Hello, 2012.
Yeah, Medina, you know the dangers of not putting aspirin between your knees, correct?
Yes, I do. I do. I am living that danger.
Yeah, see.
It's a wild man.
I know. My pull-out game is weak.
Oh, Lord. Let's go back into the spreadsheet real quick over here. What is your favorite anime? Madoka Magica. That's pretty tame. Who is your wife? I know who this is. Your waifu husband knows Aegis.
And Aegis?
Aegis, isn't it? Who's the one for
Persona? Aegis, like Haggis?
Sorry.
Who's the one for Persona? Is it Aegis?
Oh, that's Aegis. That's Aegis. Aegis. That's just not spell it right?
Wow, you didn't get your waifu's name right. That's pretty bad.
I know, man.
And do you run like Naruto? No. I'm going to skip the do you run like Naruto question. Out of the 20-something people that responded, only 5 said yes. So,
and that's bullshit, because I know all of you fucks like run like Naruto.
I do.
I think I've seen more than 5 people run like Naruto, not even at a convention. So it
there has been more than 5 people. I think it's less like Naruto and more like Dragon Ball. You know, with the arms tucked in.
No, when my mom says, yeah. When my mom says the chicken tendies are ready, I run my ass like Naruto. So.
Me too.
And then for those of you that in the know, we included a question of how many orgasms have you had today, which has a very storied origin. Scour the internet.
Search that exact phrase followed by anime Matsuri.
Exactly. One so far. Let's see the next one. What is your favorite anime? Sailor Moon. Lots of Sailor Moon stuff happening at Matsuri this year. I'm really excited. The editor of the Sailor Moon manga is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Manga. And they're
manga,
doing
the mangas.
They're doing They're doing a Sailor Moon, World of Sailor Moon panel. Not only that, but they're doing the Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon
musical. So basically, Michael, you were asking earlier what that is. It's so Japan does a lot of like stage adaptations of a lot of their shows, like Kamen Rider and like Sentai/Power Rangers. They have like these stage shows, which are completely like basically live episodes. And so the live Sailor Moon is going to be a live episode of Sailor Moon as a musical.
Yeah. That's going to be so sick. I love musicals too, so I'm sorry I'm missing out on that.
Yeah, they rap and everything, so.
Cool.
Who is your waifu husbando, EVA01? Go big or go home. Oh, Lord.
So the robot?
Is that they want fucking Shinji's mom? All right. Someone's got an Oedipus complex. Let's do it.
What is your favorite anime, Girls on Panzer?
That's a very fun show. If you've never seen it, it's surprisingly fun.
The one from Sega Saturn where they ride the dragons, right?
No. This is the one where they have shit. Panzer Dragon. No. Woo! No, it's just like a stupid like show about like
war and tanks.
High schoolers that have tanks, and their tanks are like their extracurricular activity. It's kind of far fetched, but kind of fun at least.
So is it like? Remember that show, Those Who Hunt Elves, from like the late 90s, where they had the tank and they ran around, but instead of being high schoolers, they're like creepy people, and they like stripped the elves naked because they had to find like tattoos.
Good Lord!
Because that was a weird fucking anime, and it still keeps getting re-released. Like Sentai re-released it like a year and a half ago again, and nobody's buying this fucking shitty show. Like, they really want to make their money back off on it.
Well, they got the rights. Might as well, like, sell it, man.
The only thing, the only thing I know is Girls and Panzer, they have... I collect action figures. And they came out with, like... They come out with Figmas of it, which are basically 6 inches each. They came out with a tank that actually fits 6-inch figures.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was like, I really wanted to drop some money on that, but it was, like, I think, $200-something.
Yeah, jeez. I think... Back in a couple of years ago when I was in Japan, I was looking at a bunch of figures, and they had a nice diorama with, like, full German, like, tanks with the girls from Girls and Panzer. So it's got a big fandom, man.
No, it does. Then their husbando waifu is Taihu. I don't know who that is. That's too dank for me.
Toho?
Toho.
The game franchise.
And then their question for Weebu at Anime Matsuri is, why did David put 2 cups of cinnamon in his recipe? That's too dank also for me.
What does that even mean? Who's David?
Someone's using Google Foo right now. You can already hear it.
Yeah, I know, right?
And they've had 69 orgasms. What is your favorite anime? Revolutionary Girl Utena? It's a good one.
Old, man. That's old school.
Nina.
Yeah, and then
Ruby. That's the one about the, like, chick that turns into a car and then does the Mount Fuji drifting, right?
Okay, can't spill the fucking tofu. Sweet boy. Gasoline's burning.
They went with Revy from Black Lagoon as her waifu husband. No, this is quality right here.
That's quality. I like Revy short shorts. They're good.
No, I mean, I'm saying it's like they go Revy and Girl Lieutenant, which are really good ones. 3 orgasms today. That's very moderate. You should have more than 10 today. What is your favorite anime? Ronin Dojo Community College DX.
Your fucking community college anime club does not count as your favorite anime. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, person, but... That isn't, like, as much as you want to, like, think that you're in an anime, I can see these, like, kids running around with, like, toast hanging out of their mouths,
they're like, oh, no, I'm late. Oh, shit, I tripped. And this skirt flies up.
It's actually, like, a YouTube series.
Oh.
YouTube. I'm looking at kind of stuff.
I'm going to look this up. That's interesting.
Do they have a Patreon? Patreon?
All right, so I just looked up Taiho. Yeah, she could get it. Yeah.
You're going to tie that hoe up? And, you know,
yeah, she can get it.
Oh, so look, here's the thing. I like
this
doing
is a
these
real
things.
Show.
Yeah, I like doing these things because I can learn new things also. And this is one thing I'm probably going to check out because it kind of looks funny.
Also, it's written by Steven Universe writers, apparently.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty old, too. 2008.
Who is your waifu husbando? Is that a cracker? Nilla wafers. Okay. So.
Cool.
What should we ask a weeaboo at Matsuri? I love this question. On a scale of invading Russia in the winter to throwing Hitler out of art school, how much did that Death Note Netflix trailer make you mad?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a really good question.
Fuck. Man, that's gonna trigger some people.
That is a very good question, though. And how many organs have you had today? I already ate breakfast. Oh, that's gorgeous. I like this person. So, what is your favorite anime? Clannad. Very good anime also. Isn't there like 50 Shimakazes?
That's racist. That's what they did in World War II to, like, blow themselves up, I thought.
Oh, no, these are the ships. These are the anthropomorphized, like, ships, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the girl with the thong over her hips.
Dude, I love that, though. It's so, like, 90s.
Yeah.
The high...
Late 80s, too.
Dude, it was great, though.
I don't know. Is it late 80s? I think it was, like, early 2000s.
It was, remember back in the day when they had those Budweiser ads where they had those, like, really high waist, like single piece or one piece that had Budweiser on the side?
But yeah.
It cut really high up.
No, I'm talking about, like, just the thong strings. That was, like...
The thong string does the same thing.
Because I was remembering, Lita from the WWE, she would always wear hers like that.
That's pretty old.
Well, I think that was the style coming back. But I think originally it was like late 80s, early 90s. I was never a big fan, man. I never found that to be attractive.
Wow, you're not a man.
I really like my panties to be covering, like, for my grandma.
I usually wear my boxer briefs over my stomach, and then I tuck in my shirt so you could see the outline of my boxer briefs, you know? It was really funny. I saw a girl, a bag with this girl, and it was her, like, bending over, and the holding things, what are they called? Holy shit, my memory's been off today.
Holding things.
Yeah, but but the things on the bag where you hold them from.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay. Yeah, the handles.
Like the handle?
I guess you could call them handles, but they're more the strings where her, like, G-string.
They're called straps.
The straps, there you go. The back straps were her G-string straps. It was pure genius for marketing.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Okay.
And we're supposed to ask someone at Anime Matsuri, can you speak any comprehensible Japanese?
That will trigger a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Which is funny because earlier someone was like, what should we ask? It's what triggers them.
Yeah. Like I have a little anecdote about that Japanese thing. Like some weeb was like, Japanese people wouldn't be anywhere without English because they don't have a word for milk because they have to say miruku. And I'm like, yeah, they do. It's gyunyu. But you can shut the fuck up, man.
Was he like one of those white supremacists that like chugs milk on webcams?
What?
Like, that's a thing, by the way. That is definitely a thing.
Wow. Yeah, I'm learning so much right now.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep tonight. I'm just gonna have nightmares of some white supremacist wearing a high-waisted thong drinking milk in front of me.
Hey, you like that? You like that? Glug, 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 glug.
And then he like pours like just a little bit like on his chest, just enough to like. Yeah.
Then he runs away like Naruto.
It keeps you white.
Oh man, this guy is so. What is your favorite anime? Too many can't have a favorite one. Right, the waifu.
This guy's like a parent. It's like, what's your favorite kid? All of them?
Yeah, that's a bullshit answer. Everyone has a favorite kid. Like, it's just what happens.
I know. Rex, that's what your mom tells you to not hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And so this guy answered, this person answered, who is your waifu husband? No, they have one of each. That's awesome. The husband of Shinra Kishitani from Durarara. Is it Durarara?
Aww.
And the waifu is Rinko Lori, one of the older women from Gundam Build Fighters.
Cool.
And we should ask a weeaboo, are you still a virgin?
Ooh. That's strong.
Okay, so crazy twist, ask them that at the Naruto orgy.
after the Naruto orgy.
Were they just like before, in the corner, like gently jacking it?
Before going into it, and then after. Just in case.
I kind of just want to like accidentally walk into it, you know? And like, hey, you need a hand there?
God damn it.
I really enjoy
having a working nose, so I don't want to go. I don't want to go in there.
Well, yeah, that is true. You know,
Rex,
we just got bought up
by Vice. You're gonna have to go in there to do a Vice article for it.
Oh, good. And then people can call me a cuck in the comments and complain about how the liberal agenda is ruining their website that they like for some reason, even though Vice has been the same fucking website posting the same exact articles for like a decade now.
This next one, someone's really... Drea, we miss you and we wish you were on the show for this one, but... What's your favorite anime?
Somebody really, really misses her more than...
What's your favorite anime? Drea's favorite. What is your waifu husband, Drea? What should ask Weeboo? Do you worship your lord and savior, Drea? And how many orgasms have you had today? Drea gives me one daily, LMFAO.
Plot twist, she was the one that... Plot twist, she was the one that actually submitted that.
What is your favorite anime? Full Metal Alchemists. Which one is that one?
That's all the one when they do the, what's that called in Dragon Ball, when they
the fusion dance
when they do a fusion dance and they get a dog and a little girl together.
Wait, is there alchemists? I thought it was just alchemist.
No, there's multiple of the alchemists.
That's
why it's called Full Metal Alchemists.
This person has no wife, who husband, no. That's great. You're saving yourself for the right one. That's awesome. Should we ask Weeaboo why they came here? And this person has had 3 orgasms today. What, 3 is a very
That's a weirdly specific number.
I think that's the second time
3 has shown up.
No, you do one in the morning, and then you do one right after lunch, and then you do one right before you go to bed.
What about the post, like, mid-brunch wank? That's an important.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one that you do at like under the table while like making like the.
That's the one that you don't have enough time to finish, so you finish.
You stroke a little bit, you know.
It's
just get your mojo.
It's not the whole meal. It's just brunch.
Yeah. Just get your. You got to get your whistle your. wet your whistle a little bit.
Whistle your wet.
Fuck.
Oh, loudy.
Oh man. So next one. What is your favorite anime? Sword Art Online.
Wow, I love World of Warcraft too.
Who's your favorite waifu husband? No, Kurino Kusaka from Oremo. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
I think you pronounced that name wrong. It's actually pronounced bullshit.
They also have had 3 orgasms today. So, see, I told you that 3 is very repetitive. What is your favorite anime? One Piece. I remember when I was a kid, One Piece was called Dragon Ball. Who is your waifu husband to? Haruhi Suzumiya.
Oh, yeah, she's a bitch. But
isn't she like 15?
Yeah, well, 17 at least. They're in high school, so yeah.
What is this one from? What is she from?
It's the Melancholy.
Oh, the Melancholy, Suzumiya. Yeah, the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one that ends up being God.
Oh, so thanks for the spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, sorry.
I haven't watched that 10-year-old anime yet.
Michael's like, fuck this. I was learning so much until fucking Medina had it. Like,
yeah, I'm done with this.
And once again, is an all-white cast for Death Note offensive? So that's 2 of those for the Netflix Death Note. And 2 orgasms, 1 less than the other 2.
That's the morning wank in the.
Yeah,
in
they
the,
did it during brunch, like their lunch break at work. Yeah, time to do the wank.
So they're
the
like, they go to the bathroom and they're thinking about their coworker Karen. It's like, oh, Karen, yeah, you're a naughty girl, yeah.
That was oddly specific, though. What is your favorite anime? Space Brothers. I looked it up and it looks kind of cool.
Show, right, where they like one of them tries to find a house and then the other one tries to refurbish the other guy's house and they want to figure out which one they want to do, right? That's Space Brothers, right?
Yes,
on HGTV.
On HGTV.
HGTV.
I've heard good things about Space Brothers. I've also heard it's like ungodly amount of episodes long.
So it's like super slow, kind of like Attack
on Titan. Yeah. Well, slower than Attack on Titan. Like, we're talking, I think Space Brothers is like 100 episodes.
Oh, man.
I'm not even joking.
Their waifu is Sailor Mercury. That's good. That's you, Rex.
Pleb.
Oh, yeah, man.
this question that we have to ask. If anime is so great, why isn't it real? Trump got elected. Just wait.
Anything's possible.
That's his next order after bombing Syria.
I think his idea going with that is like after the Syria bombing, so we'll get nuked, and then in like our like long dream that we have before we die, anime will be real. Wow, way to go.
Oh, it's gonna be like fucking the soup scene in fucking Ava.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, Lord. What is your favorite anime? King of the Hill. I will accept that.
Me too.
Yes, that's
right. I love that anime.
Me three. That's a great show.
You four, Medina. Count, please.
Four.
And who is your husbando? Min Susafuni Sinifon. That is Min from King of the Hill also.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, I mixed up questions. If anime is so great, that was this guy. But the one before us is, can I fondle your neckbeard?
You know why people have neckbeards, right?
Because they have neck.
Like, I think because they need to differentiate what their face or their head from their neck.
So it's like a black outline around a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So if you like grow the facial hair, what if I shaved? Because I mean, I keep pretty clean shaven, but I can grow a fuck ton of facial hair. What if I like trimmed it up so it looked like I had an outline?
Yeah. So you'd be like real life anime.
I would. Fucking shit.
Why don't you just go all the way and like do a whole chin strap?
The whole body?
No. Your whole face, where it's just like a circle. Like your chin strap all the way or up around.
Oh no, that sounds terrible.
Perfect.
And then, dude, you could just be a performance artist and call yourself a perfect circle.
And then I can take a poop on stage at Olive Garden.
And no, you can take a poop on a Tool record at Olive Garden.
They might be cooler with it if I go on a Tool record.
Jesus Christ. What is your favorite anime?
I would be.
Dragon Balls.
It's Dragon Balls.
Who is your waifu husbando? Dragon Balls. What should we ask a weeaboo at Anime Matsuri? Dragon Balls?
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls?
How many orders have you had today? Dragon Balls. So, what is your favorite anime? Hellsing Ultimate. Isn't there, like, the previous ones better?
I don't know.
I've not seen Hellsing.
See, the funny thing about Hellsing Ultimate is that started coming out when I was, like, a sophomore in high school, like, over a decade ago. So, what the fuck? Why did it take so long to, like, fully come out? Like,
because it's the ultimate version.
Apparently.
Because some people are slow developers, okay?
Mm-hmm. Their waifu husbando is Yuno Gasai from Future Diary.
Yo, dude, she crazy, man. This guy, this kid wants his balls cut off.
Or what if it's not a dude? It's maybe a female.
Oh, well, whoever it is, they're...
They want to get stabbed after they fuck.
Yeah.
Sounds like Japan.
And their question is, what anime character has the biggest boobs? Zero.
Oh, that's a really good question.
My inflation fetish fanfic version of Love from Urusei Yatsura has the biggest boobs. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What is your favorite anime, Filthy Frank? That's good. Cool. Who is your waifu husbando? Filthy Frank, logical.
Dude, when he cleans up, man, he's a handsome boy.
Oh, no, he is. Mm-hmm. He is, very much. What should we ask a weeaboo at Anime Matsuri? When is Avatar The Last Airbender going to get subtitled?
So, pro tip, go watch that on Netflix, put it in Spanish or French, and then put the English subtitles on, and there you go.
Is it still on?
You're watching anime. I think so.
I thought they like moved to Amazon.
Nickelodeon shit is all divided up between like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon with no rhyme or reason right now. Same with Disney. Like you have to like I'm constantly. Luckily, I have all three, but I feel like I'm constantly juggling all three of them to find whatever the fuck I want to watch at any given time because the rights are all divided and it's.
Wait,
I don't like it.
You have Netflix.
Hulu, that's a little confusing.
And Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Also, I have too many streaming services.
I thought you said Vudu.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Who has Vudu?
Fucking who uses Vudu?
I use Vudu because T-Mobile used to give us, like, the free passes for it. And honestly, as far as, like, online video rental goes, Vudu has way better service than, Amazon, which is the other, like, pay-to-rent movies service.
Dude, fucking Amazon, for how much money they have, they need to fucking fix their user interface.
Their user interface is
terrible.
Yeah, and the fucking, like, the streaming quality is so gross.
The,
like,
the Fire Stick one just got updated, and it's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I have the native app on my TV, and it's all right for 4K, but anything below that, oh my god, it's like extra digitized.
I use it on PS3, but when I'm down in Houston, like, we'll use it on our old roommate's, like, TV, and on both of them, it's like it takes, like, 5 or 10 minutes to, like, buffer up into HD, whereas it's pretty much instantaneously, not only HD, but 4K quality HD the entire time.
Because nobody's on Vudu, that's why.
yeah, I guess so.
So you get prioritized bandwidth. It's like, oh man, this guy, holy shit.
Rex, speaking of T-Mobile, I hate bringing it up, but I love how they treat us. Did you get...
Like, recently?
Not me. I don't know. Yeah, I've been treated like king.
But, like, free pizza and shit?
Well, no, they gave us a year of MLB.com, like, prime premium.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And I didn't
fan. I'm like, yes, please. Not only that, but... So we've got this little thing that syncs up to your car. It's, like, goes in your little code thing. They gave us, it's like free, it's like a Wi-Fi hotspot. It like reads your errors on your car and all this other stuff. They just gave me like free roadside assistance, and I'm like, okay.
Was that in T-Mobile Tuesdays?
No, that was, you have to have like the little thing with it.
Fuck, I guess I'm going up to T-Mobile.
It'll be like $20 a month for you.
I am okay with that for free roadside assistance. That is,
it's like
that's
up,
cool.
It's up to $100, but dude, you get a mobile hotspot when you're in your car.
Yeah, no, that's really fun. God, that's such a good idea. Now the thing that sucks though, T-Mobile's like that would come in handy on road trips, but then I remember T-Mobile service kind of sucks a lot, like on road trips, like when you're in like more podunk towns.
This is the episode brought to you by T-Mobile. No,
and now for our next guest, we have the T-Mobile Tom.
Or no, the VP guy. Have you seen like how he does uses like live streams and stuff?
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Anyways, how many orgasms have you had today? This person answered with the two real
T-Mobile
answers.
Wow, that's not even a number.
How many? It's like, how many orgasms have you had today? My T-Mobile number is here, and I've got it with you know. Now they said, orgasms are people too, which can be true about a billion people, right?
Yeah, eventually they might make one at the Naruto orgy this Friday. Anime Master.
What is your favorite anime? Dario, that's good. What is cool. Who is your waifu husbando? Trent. All right. What should we ask a weeb anime Mitsuri? Have you ever seen the peacock? That goes over my head.
Is that a dick joke? Because if it is, that's a...
I want to see a peacock.
I'm going to write a song like that. You want to see a peacock?
That was a Kesha song, right? That you were just singing?
No, it's a fucking Katy Perry.
Oh, God, I get them all mixed up sometimes.
Yeah, they're all pretty much the same.
Right, you should have your notes out right now, like writing down song ideas.
And the whole page is
I think you can write a whole album right now from what y'all have been talking about. Track one, Naruto's Room. Track two, White Supremacist Milk. So
on. How to keep it pure and milky.
That's funny.
What is your favorite anime? Mass Effects.
What?
Who is your waifu husband though? Gary Us.
I like this. I really like this.
Oh wow.
What should we ask for anime Mitsuri? Fake Shep or SJW Shep? And how many orgasms have you had? Around 0.2. Oh lord.
Oh, they're into edging. That's cool.
Edging's good, you know, when you finally, when they let you release, you're like, never mind.
Probably. What's your favorite anime? Toradora. And who is your waifu husband?
Toradora, the explorer. That's the right one, right? That's the theme from that?
Yes.
She's like, now you say Montagna.
And their waifu is Kosaki Onodera from Nisekoi. Man, I have to...
That sounds made up. They made that up.
No, I wish.
That's
I,
not
I,
real. I, that's not a real anime.
I use Google Foo. It's real.
Nope. That's a 4chan joke like Ghost Slide. Like, I don't believe that's real.
Hey, guys. I'm using Google Foo in a Japanese thing, so... What does that mean?
It's all right. This is all right. She mm-hmm. can get it.
Konnichiwa.
I feel like the Marvel Cinematic Universe Iron Fist using Google Foo in a Japanese thing.
Oh shit. He's like, yeah. It's like all the action of corporate espionage.
I'm sorry, I have to go delete our Twitter after that joke. what is your favorite anime? Familiar of Zero. What is that? I've never heard of that.
They are
Wasn't that game that we used to play? Was it that game that we used to play with the airplane people?
No. that was Cult of the Wind. So Michael was like, what? So
yeah, no, it's out of my head.
So I bought a lot of the times we would play Steam games on Friday because nobody would be doing anything and we'd just get drunk and play video games over Steam. I found this game called Cult of the Wind. I thought it was one of the most amazing games ever. And it was a game, it was was it first person or third person shooter?
Yeah, it was third person. I remember because I was really excited about this game and for whatever reason never wound up playing it with you guys.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I'm installing it right now, by the way.
I'll play with you in a little bit. So all these people that are going around playing, or your character, thinks they're an airplane. And so they go around with their arms outstretched. Kind of Naruto running, but more like airplane wings.
Sure.
Classier. Yeah,
it's more like Yamcha running. It's more like Yamcha.
And so you're going around shooting each other. How do they shoot? Do you shoot through your mouth or something?
How's that work?
They have pretend guns. Not only do they pretend they're airplanes, they have pretend guns. Yeah. So they're like boop 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 boop.
Yeah, it's like a video game version of, like, Playground Airplane game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently there's special attacks that we couldn't get to work because we didn't know how, but you could dive bomb people and stuff. And also kamikaze people and things like that. It was great. We need to revive that one day, so...
Yeah, so are you running around or are you in the air?
No, you're running around. Yeah, you're running around. And then, like, you can jump really high, you know? Okay. But that's about it. So you're not actually, like, flying, but it's pretty ridiculous. Like, imagine a guy running around going, meow, blah, 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 blah.
I'm reading the Steam reviews now, and everybody's like, wow, this is dead. I wish we could bring it back. Let's bring this game back. Let's make a Facebook page. Cult of the Wind plane posting.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And we can make this happen again.
It's, yeah, expect invites from us for Cult of the Wind. And we're going to finish it off with this guy's question to a weeaboo at Anime Matsuri. How is your right hand treating you? Wow. But I'm left-handed.
I know, me too.
I'm both, so...
Ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous, yeah.
The other one's the stranger.
Too bad you don't need both.
Okay.
it's like you gotta use the other one on the balls.
You know, if one gets tired, you just, you know, switch them back and forth.
Not in the butt.
Man, how long are you doing it? It really fucking gets tired.
You know? Meet me at that Naruto room and I'll show you.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Hey, you think they're gonna try to get like an exhibit hall to do it in because they need a lot of space?
No, they've got a big old suite ready.
That's crazy. Is that still on Craigslist? I want to see this post.
I looked for it. It's not on Craigslist.
I have 7 friends that already own Cult of the Wind. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's all of us.
Yeah. Sean, Ryan, you, my waifu, Rex, and then two other people. Oh, it's dead. We should, Michael, go get it, and we'll start a server one day and just play it all together.
Next time it goes on sale, I'm going to buy a million keys.
I was checking some photos out. This looks pretty cool, actually. I'll be down to play this.
It's so stupid and fun.
Yeah, it's super stupid and fun.
Also, you should get Sonic Racing Transformed.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy that game. Not gonna lie.
That is, like, honestly, I like that game more than Mario Kart 8.
Damn.
And most, I like it more than pretty much any other racing game besides OutRun 2.
I do like how overzealous the, over enthusiastic the announcer guy is.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yes. Michael, seriously, Sonic Race Transform, you can usually find it for like $2. It's one of the best like kart racing games. You and your wife will get in arguments over it.
Yeah, that's a strong, if you're saying more, better than Super Mario or Mario Kart 8, I mean, I love that game. So.
Oh, by far, like, it actually has, Sonic Racing actually has a battle mode, and drifting is just fucking... The racing engine, like the actual engine that's built off, is pretty much OutRun 2, but with weapons. So if you liked OutRun 2, then
that sounds nuts.
Boner time.
We had a good time playing it until Rex got really good.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
I'm trying to see how many hours I have on it on Steam. It's a lot. Online hours, because I played it a lot offline too. 36 hours. That's not as much as I thought I would have.
Yeah, no. Like we used to have like 6 to 7 people always playing with this. It was amazing.
I've only put 16 hours on it, but I'm trying to unlock some of the fucking characters, man.
Yeah, I think I need the Dreamcast car and then the Golden Axe elf.
I think the only one I don't have is Dreamcast car. And the Yogscast guy, because I didn't want to fucking buy that Yogscast DLC. That was bullshit.
I like playing as the, football manager?
Yeah.
Like just a very unassuming guy in a car.
With soccer ball wheels?
Mm-hmm. Well, also, this game is 4 years old this year, as of January.
Medina Rex, can we play?
That's what you're thinking about.
One match of that after we record.
Yes, of course. I'm going to pee and stuff afterward, of course. But yeah, we will play...
Wow, thanks for announcing everybody. Hey, Rex is going to take a piss.
Yeah, good to know.
Michael, you got some things popping in the studio and some stuff happening. I know by the time that we release this, which is Friday at noon, people will have a limited amount of time to catch on to it, but you're going to be performing on Friday night.
Yeah, I have a show on Friday night at Natsuo's on Main Street. It's going to be for Lazy Bits Monthly, 8-bit DJ thing, but they're bringing a lot of nerdcore performers. So we're going to have Johnny Hackenslash, myself, Doug Funny's coming in from Dallas, and we're going to have a couple other 8-bit DJs, some chiptune DJs. Heavy the Bluebeard. Of course, you have Broken Satellite, and you even have many more. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be my first like official, because I already had a previous show, and that was cool. It was a very eye opening moment being a solo artist. But this show, I'm pretty prepared. I'm looking forward to working on these or performing these new songs, especially this one song. We're gonna get the Power Rangers theme song, and we're just gonna add in "fuck you, motherfucker" and just yell it over and over and over. And wait, I think that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Is this a new movie, Power Rangers one?
No, it's gonna be an old school '90s TV show.
Oh, I'm out. Sorry.
Oh man. Well, you're gonna like it. Once you hear it, you're gonna like it. So it's gonna be a good show, man.
I'm absolutely torn right now because it's like, do I want to go watch all the Sailor Moon stuff? Or do I want to watch my friends perform? And I hate this. I hate this decision. I wish I could just clone myself for a little bit or split myself. And that sucks. But more than likely, I'll be at Natsuo and then Joystix tomorrow. So.
Rex? Yeah, I go on at 9, so just, go for me. And then.
Oh, Just go for me and fuck everybody
just
go
for me and get out of here. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's terrible. That's terrible. No, because I'm going to be there the whole time supporting everybody else out. And I'm going to tell everybody that's going for me to stay out there for everybody else. So, but you can't miss that Power Rangers song. It's going to be fantastic.
And fuck everyone else. Whatever.
Whatever.
So if I
stay, but it's gonna be cool. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, hey, Michael said, fuck you, motherfucker, during everybody's set to annoy them.
Jesus.
So maybe I'll have time to watch everybody and then head back over to Matsuri because they're having Lady Beard.
Yeah, dude. Ooh, I heard that Lady that was Beard. Happening, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's. I'm in quite the pickle here. And then you said the Sailor Moon musical, which I just want to experience for once in my life. That sounds amazing. So it's kind of hard, but I mean, I think we're gonna have a great party over there at Natsuya's tomorrow, for sure.
I hope he brings his Lifting Lolita gal with him. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That'd be awesome. I mean, that'd be like the full show.
Rex, Sandy, have you seen him?
Yeah.
Andrew, have you seen...
I have not.
So, he got away from that, the J-pop group.
Yeah, now he's got, like, that some lifter girl or something?
She's huge, dude.
Yeah, she's, like, super buff.
I was like, what the fuck? She's got this, like, tiny head and, like, super shredder body. I'm like, dude, those are goals. Yes.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that Russian powerlifter girl that looks like Barbie. Like, she's got, like, a Barbie face.
Oh, yeah.
She,
know,
when you pan down, about. She's, like, extra jacked.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about. I'm actually really super excited for the Overwatch voice actresses that are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
that's
that was
crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might be. I think she canceled, but I think D.Va's going to be there for sure. Excuse me. Sombra and Anna are going to be there. And Symmetra. Like,
fuck your trash waifu, man. Fuck your trash waifu.
Which one?
Every single one.
My waifu is Reaper.
Oh. Nova and Kerrigan from Overwatch.
Edgelord is your Edgelord.
Edgelord.
All right, well, Michael, thank you for joining us. Please.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, please keep us updated on your adventures with your My Name is Michael stuff.
And sure.
You're welcome anytime on the show. Just ask, and you shall, or I'll ask you last minute, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm high on drugs right now because I'm sick. was so funny. Like, you want to get on the show? And I was like, dude, I'm like pretty spaced out right now. Can I take a rain check? You're like, absolutely not. I'm like, all right, well, let's do this then.
He's
I'm ready.
Sick. He's down with his sickness. Wow. Medina, I haven't actually talked to you in a long time, so it was nice to hear you. And I know you're always down for some waifu talk. So
oh hell yeah, man!
And now you have to teach your little one the evils of anime.
Oh yeah, you know, it's like I'm gonna have this animus in my good Christian neighborhood. Get out of here.
That's awesome.
All right, so just remember, Matsuri is happening all weekend. So you've got 3 days. So what do you got to lose when you go to Natsu on Friday night to watch My Name is Michael and
Your Virginity?
Oh, God. You're competing against the Naruto cosplay orgy. Sorry, dude.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of competition going on, man. There's a lot of competition.
It's a lot of
actually,
stiff
after Natsuo's.
It is stiff competition.
Yeah.
The solution to this is obviously cancel the show at Natsuo and go play the Naruto orgy. They have a suite. There won't be noise complaints.
I can already the after-party show is going to be at that in that room in the exhibit hall. It's going to be interesting.
I can already see
you have to wear a thong.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah. God. Just a mess.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It will. It's going to be a great weekend and everything. So, for myself, Michael, Rex, and Medina, good night, Space City. Or konnichiwa. Wait, no, that's goodbye.
Konnichiwa! Come in the side! Ee! Ee!
Konbanwa, bitches!
Ee!
Oh, you're suing the side!